Hello, this is Brian May.
This is Elton John.
Hi, this is Melanie C.
Hi, this is Toya.
Hi, this is Kenny Loggins.
Hi, this is Charlotte Church.
This is Will Young.
Hi, this is Cher.
This is Daniel Radcliffe.
This is Jennifer Hudson.
Hello, my name is Christopher Biggins, and you're listening to Matinee Radio on Tinsound.
Now, you may have heard earlier in the week that Madam Aries, also known as Nana, left us and died earlier this week. It's been very emotional, thinking that she was one of the original people on the matinee and also a co-creator and presenter. And I loved her to bits. She was fantastic. So in tribute, we're going to play some Etiquettes, and we're also going to have a full tribute from some of her celebrity friends after this.
Theatre Etiquette with Dame Madam Aries.
During the performance, it is permissible to stand up if the person in front of you has a hairstyle of inappropriate height.
Here is that a dick of me!
Theatre Etiquette with Dame Madam Aries on 103.6 FM, Tameside Radio.
The Matinee with James Dean and Madam Aries.
Tameside Radio.
Madam Aries was and is a legend in the Northwest. She was known to many in both name and affection as Nana. I first met Madam Aries when I was working in a bar she supervised. She was the eternal battle axe with a heart and took me under her wing. Many years later, we joined forces on the early test broadcasts of Gaydio. Toby Whitehouse, station director for Gaydio.
I first met Madam Aries back in 2006, I think it was now, during our first trial broadcast for Gaydio. The original idea for Madam Aries was to do a sort of dragony aunt feature. You can see what we did there, but it quickly became very apparent that the sort of advice that a drag queen might give to you might not be that broadcastable. So we sort of reinvented Madam Aries a little bit, partnered her up with James Dean and created The Matinee. I'm really pleased that The Matinee was able to continue on Tameside Radio, and I know how much Madam Aries will really be missed by all of its listeners and, of course, everybody here at Gaydio.
Around the same time, we first met the Eurovision superstar Nikki French, who had an instant rapport with Madam Aries.
I just remember, you know, sort of, you, James, were nice and sensible and asking all the sensible questions, and then Nana would just jump in with facts and figures. And the thing with Nana was that facts and figures on musical theatre, you couldn't actually quibble about, you know. I mean, he was an absolute mind of information. But he was always so supportive, and I think my best memory was when the two of you did the live performance from the club as part of Manchester Pride, and you knew that I wanted to do more musical theatre songs, and you invited me up to be part of the show, and it was all put out there live, a live audience in the bar, and we just did, you know, this run of songs that we all love from musical theatre, and I was able to sing, I was actually able to sing one that I didn't even know many of the lyrics to, because it was on radio, so I could read them.
I loved you.
Colin, Nana, Madam Aries, whatever anyone wanted to call him, he just loved fun. He loved life. You could tell he loved life. And even with his illnesses and so on, he came back and you know, you never knew that there was anything wrong, bless him. And he was just such a huge, huge support and advocate of everything that I wanted to do, and both of you included me on the matinee show so regularly, and I feel proud to have been a part of it, to be honest, and you know, he is going to be terribly, terribly missed by everyone.
Gaydio were only running short-term broadcasts at the time, so Madam and myself decided to continue the show in podcast form. In 2007, Tameside Radio launched, and one of the station founders, Andy Hoyle, was looking for a show like The Matinee.
Well, when we started Tameside Radio, I had very clear ideas about what I wanted it to sound like, and one of the programmes that was already on my radar, because I'd heard it on other stations previously, was The Matinee, and I thought that would work really well for Tameside Radio. Songs from the shows and tying in with local theatre productions and stuff. So I was delighted when The Matinee team accepted my invitation to join the station. And it was then that I met the incomparable Madam Aries.
And exciting news. I've been bursting to say this.
What? You're not pregnant again, are you?
No, it's even better than that.
Well,
we've got
football teams and gorgeous guys out, so I'm expecting you to be...
What an absolute character, always, always surrounded by laughter, but also with a real pride in performance and pride in the content and the presentation of the programme as well, and that was really important. There was one particular occasion that I remember when Colin was making some playful demands of the station management, and I said, look, I'm not scared of you, Colin. And the reply was, no, but you're scared of Madam Aries. And I said, yeah, okay, fair enough, what do you want? And gave in completely. An absolute original, a character, and much missed, Madam Aries.
Former Matinee presenter, Nathan Head.
Oh, I guess the first time I remember seeing Madam Aries was when I joined the Matinee in 2009. I went on to talk about a film I was working on, and she very kindly shared all her cream cakes with me every Sunday for about 3 years. Of course, being live, things wouldn't always go according to plan, but Madam Aries was always there to lighten the moment.
Have you broken the microphone again, Madam Aries?
Yes.
Oh dear. I don't know what I've done here, but it's fallen out.
There goes the bone.
I got caught in my heel.
I don't know. You're breaking the place again. Right, well, I think, oh dear.
How's your microphone, Aries?
I'm not sure, actually, because I think I've now got it turned the wrong way round.
No, yeah, you've got it the right way.
I've got it the right way round.
You can, because unfortunately we can't.
I'd hate to touch it anymore, because it'll end up clattering across the floor.
Do you know what? I think we should move on rather quickly and sort the studio out.
Tameside Radio presenter Mike Warbank.
It was clear to me right from the start that in Madam Aries, the station had untapped this fount of knowledge and all the different shows and actors and singers who'd appeared in them over the years. And that made such a huge contribution to the show. Madam Aries, we salute you. A one-off. Completely irreplaceable. And very sadly missed.
Madam Aries always had a fabulous rapport with any of the celebrity guests we interviewed. We created the Madam Aries Teeth Appeal after an incident where her teeth fell out on air, and we got celebrities to donate and promote the Madam Aries Teeth Appeal.
Hi, I'm Bobby G. Please give money. Donate all you can for the Nana Teeth Appeal. I beg you.
Hi, I'm Martin Lee from Brotherhood of Man, and we would like you to donate to Madam Aries Teeth Organisation. Back her up a little bit, for God's sake.
Hi, I'm Nikki French, and I implore you to help us out with the Teeth for Madam Aries Appeal. Please give generously.
Hi, this is Tim from Never Forget. Please, please, please donate as much as you can. Notes, coins, coppers, we take anything for Nana's new teeth appeal. Nana's new teeth needs your cash.
Hi, this is Shane Ritchie, and I'm begging you, please give generously to Madam Mary's teeth. Otherwise, he's only going to keep wearing the dresses. Please, do what we can.
Hi, I'm Rowetta. Please give generously to the Madam Mary's teeth appeal. She really, really needs them. Give your money generously. It's all for a good cause. It's all for Madam Aries' teeth. Come on, imagine yourself without teeth. You'd speak just like Madam Aries.
Madam always took the mickey out of herself. She took the mickey out of everyone else as well. She loved the attention. She was a massive force of nature, and she'll be sadly missed by everyone here at Tameside Radio.
Adequate with Dame Madam Aries.
It is perfectly acceptable to slap screaming kids, especially if it is a kids' show. After all, theatre is for adults, not brats.
Theatre Adequate with Dame Madam Aries on 103.6 FM, Tameside Radio.